So explain your tactics when calling and hunting solo, because it's pretty tough. I mean, so just walk through a scenario of, okay, you've got a bull responding to you. You're all by yourself with your bugle and your bow. So just kind of walk us through, the scenario, like how you position for the shot, how you get him in. So obviously he's looking for you, right? But you still have to shoot the bull. So kind of explain that, because you're a master at this. I mean, this is what you do. So walk us through the process.
Well, if I get a bull going, the wind is the most important thing. I mean, if the wind's wrong, your scenario is blue instantly. What I will always do is try to approach a bull from below, and I will let him bugle me, and then sometimes I won't answer him at all. Maybe he'll bugle four or five times, and all the time I'm moving in on him, coming in below him. And as long as the wind's right, that's the ideal situation. If the wind is wrong, I have called bulls uphill, but I've called more downhill. But I'll get in as much as I can and as close as I can, with letting him bugle. As long as he's still bugling, he's letting me know where he's at, so I got an idea how I can move and how far I can still go without bumping into him. And it's a trial and error thing. I don't know how many times I bumped into the elk. The elk meet me halfway, and especially as long as they're still calling, you've got an idea. A lot of times I'll lose track of where they're at, then I will bugle again to get his response to make sure that I'm not about to jump in the middle of him. Just coming up from below usually is the thing it is, and you try not to overbugle. I've called bulls in that were on the next mountain range that crossed 5 miles to me, but that's very rare. It doesn't happen that many times. I killed a bull in Idaho, the 6 point. There was a 300-plus bull that come actually out of Montana and come to Idaho for me to kill him. Montana season wasn't open, but Idaho was, so. But anyway, that's what I try to do. I try to sneak in on him and always try to come in from below.
And what about positioning yourself for the shot when you're solo? Because he's coming in looking right for you, right?
Well,
Do you call and then try to move 100 yards or 50 yards or something to so that way he's looking in one direction and you can get the shot?
I'll just move the direction of my bugle. I'll point it to the left of me or to the right of me. I'll try to always set up behind a tree. I have friends that say, "Oh, you got to set up in front of the tree." But the problem with in front of the tree is they catch you drawing your bow. And when you're behind the tree, you get them coming in, and then if you point your bugle tube, to the right, and bugle hard to the right, it'll actually throw your voice to the right, and so they'll actually come in and turn that time. They are. They catch any movement that you make usually. You can draw when they're behind a tree. But if you're behind a tree, you can, I've shot bulls at 5 yards that just come walking around the tree, and I'm at full draw because I've got drawn when they're completely out of sight, and they come around the tree and they're surprised.